High heels on my tippies. Dolce and Gabbana, that's on my titties. Cup me vitamins when I ride the dicky. I still got a juice, bitch, buy a sippy. I will never slip it like a Mickey. Stay in your Tory Lane, bitch, I'm not Iggy. I know that these niggas tryna bang like Chitty. I'm such a catch nigga, throw on your midi. Now, we know I'm not a massive, like, Nicki fan out here. But that one song could get a play. Just one song.
Did you catch that diss the first time she released it?
Oh, I didn't until like the other day.
Three lanes, bitch. I'm not Iggy. And I'm like, oh, so you were asking for his to happen. You were asking for his. Which, I mean, I know we don't talk about heterosexual nonsense on this show, so I'm not gonna touch on the Drake and Kendrick. But what the Drake and Kendrick thing did teach me was that his wasn't about Nicki at all. All about Drake.
Oh, defo. Have you heard BBL Drizzy, by the way?
Yes, 100 times. 100 times, every mix that comes out, I'm obsessed. But
BBL Drizzy!
Really, really, Nicki was proven after the Drake one came out that she really was a dog hollering. Because it wasn't about you.
It was never about you.
It was about Drake.
But if you want to catch strays, that's fine.
Nick, I've got to be honest with you today. I've got to be honest with you today. So, hi, guys. I know the day is an episode late. Some of us got work commitments that we need to do. But we're here.
Because if I don't work, the pennies don't keep the lights on in this house for the podcast to run.
Exactly. So, you know, we're here. But,
yeah.
So, I went out for dinner. It's my birthday month. Happy Taurus season. I went out for dinner. I've had a few wines.
Is there wine in that mug?
This is tea. Because I knew I was coming on here. I was coming on here. We got to spill some tea. We got to talk about the tea. So I'm going to be drinking some tea.
Okay.
But should I be, you know, extra engaging for you girls out there today? I have had a few wines.
Well, that's fine. That's fine. And I had a glass of sangria. So we're both buzzing.
Exactly. Strap in. Welcome to the show. You listen to the Loud Brown Gaze. It's me, Dan James. I'm back. Hello.
Happy Wednesday. And it's nice. The sisters are back in the hood. Dan, you know, May for us will always be a special month. May is always a special month from us. Please don't forget, the podcast started how much years ago? This month?
I thought it started in February.
No, it's in May.
I thought it was February.
No, baby. It was in May.
Oh. Okay. Wait, did we do the launch party in February?
We had the late launch party in February, but we had the podcast started in May.
Oh, damn. We're going to have to celebrate our four-year anniversary.
Four-year anniversary. And you know what? I don't understand how we still have shit to talk about.
Ain't it fucking mad? We've been doing this shit for 4 years.
And haven't killed each other yet.
Haven't killed each other. Yeah, I was going to say haven't missed a week, but we missed many. We took that 6 months off.
We miss many,
but the girls still listen. Thank you so much for supporting, girls. We're happy you're here with us. But yeah, hooray for me! It's the show's birthday. It's my birthday. It's two of my niece. It's my niece and nephew's birthday.
Ooh, everybody, it's Taurus-y. Wait, so that makes the podcast a Taurus?
No, because I think it started 20-somethingth, so just after Taurus season, into whoever you people are afterwards. Libras? Libra after Taurus, I don't know.
Love that. How are we, girl? I think you got some stories from the street. Also, before I get into this, right, I just need to have a word with you on this podcast real loud. So I'm going to get real loud real quick.
Oh, okay.
Your birthday party theme this weekend, because you know it's called Silk and Saturn. It is the hardest motherfucking thing to find a costume. Oh, Dan, I hate you. You are making me spend money in the middle of May. The middle of May to find some for your black ass.
Miss darling,
But I am very proud. For once in my life, I am getting the theme right.
You are a queen of color, which means, girl, just put a durag on.
Girl, no, I got a two-piece. I got a Saturn two-piece coming your way, honey.
Oh, she doing
yes,
it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, she's doing it. She's turning out.
She bought a nice little cute two-piece, and she's pulling up to the party looking pristine. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Happy you're doing it. Let me tell you a few things about my birthday, okay? Mm-hmm. Number one, my birthday was super cute. Now, because I'm doing this party this weekend, and on my actual birthday, it was around bank holiday. And you know how everyone's always away for bank holiday. Everyone has plans.
Yeah.
So I said I actually didn't need to do anything on the actual day. Like, for those of you who don't know, I'm 32. Like, I don't need to... on the actual day, it didn't mean anything.
Yeah.
So I say that to my girl, to a few people. And I'm going to give a shout out to someone who, honestly, like, went above and beyond for me. So shout out to Azeem. If you don't know Azeem, Azeem and me, like, we met 8-ish months ago or whatever. And I was like, oh, I don't really know. Like, I know this girl. I don't know how I'm going to, like, we're going to get to a point where we're like this. We're like sisters. Mm-hmm. We sisters from now on, honestly. Azeem basically messaged me being like, you are not allowed to spend your birthday by yourself doing nothing. So the night before, you're going to come over to mine. We are going to watch movies. We're going to have dinner. We're going to watch movies. And then on the day, he took the day off work.
Oh.
To be with me on my birthday. I will never forget that. Like, that is such a sweet little gesture you did not need to do. And like, when he said he was going to do it, I thought, oh, you know, we're out on a night out. Everyone's a bit drunk. We're just saying like fun things to each other. And then I caught up with him. He's like, oh, I've taken the day off. What are we doing? We're going to make plans. And then God bless him. Okay. Azeem on my actual birthday, so the Tuesday the 7th, is so ill. Like, just wakes up sick as hell. And I'm like, babe, you don't have to do anything. And he's trying so hard to like be fun and come. I'm like, babe, just you lie down. You've done enough. You have absolutely done enough. Like, Marco and Anton turned up. They were in Lisbon. They landed basically that day.
Oh.
Came to my birthday. Like, our friend Tyrone turns up. Kieran's there shouting out. We just go to the arcade. We play some video games. We have a few drinks. It's super cute. So shout out to all the girls for making me feel a little special on my actual day. You really didn't need to, but I'm going to remember it forever. So, you know, you're in my heart. Everyone who shout out for me, shout out to everyone who sent me happy birthday messages. I'm pretty sure there's still people on WhatsApp I haven't got back to. I will. I promise you, I'm trying to. There was just a few of those messages that we had to get through.
I was gonna say something about that before we switch to thing. I'm glad you had a good birthday, but I don't know about you, but I am such a phantom WhatsApp person. I will come, go, and I will leave people on red, and people are like, Nick, answer me. I'm a phantom WhatsApper. Yes, me.
Nick Charles, you? Yes. That is shocking to me.
Oh, no.
Shocking to me that you would receive messages and not reply to them.
I am a phantom WhatsApp. Oh, I am very honest. Nick. I am very honest. Also...
Stop talking right now. You stop talking right now. Okay? Because I would tell you, there are phantoms that are more active on WhatsApp than you. There are ghosts that are easier to get a response from than this one. Okay? You are the only person I know who is so unresponsive on WhatsApp that we have had to send the police to find you.
Well, this is what
got me on my own Instagram being like, has anyone seen Nick Charles? I have not heard from her. No one has.
I am so bad for that. But I've got better. To be fair, even the boy I'm dating, I was telling him the other day, I was like, send me an iMessage. Don't message me on WhatsApp. It's bad. So that's nice. And he knows
this. You are terrible.
I was literally talking to him about last night. I was like, please don't message me on WhatsApp. It's bad. But anyway, we got shit to talk about because a lot of things happened. But first things first, before we get into things, I just want to have a moment for my girl with her number one album. I'm very proud because you know the rollout was fucking wank. The rollout was shit, Miss Leaper.
I don't know if we've been on the show together since I sent you that message.
No, we haven't. So I think it's time. Dan, let's have the Dan discourse.
Okay.
Let's have the Dan discourse. Is it still, let me tell you something, but this is the Dan discourse. So tell the people what you said to me. And hold on, because I starred this message in my phone, by the way. I starred the message in my phone. Do you want to hear what Dan said to me? Dan said, you know what? I have a confession. I was like, my reply was, this is it. This is the moment. She's going to say she likes to do a song. And I started crying. Now, you can't see the picture, but it's actually me crying there. And Dan goes, you called it, this illusion is hitting. And I was like, no, I'm not coping. And Dan says with his whole pussy, chest, his bussy. I won't deny when Miss Lipa puts her puss on the mic. Let me drop my phone. listeners of this very gay black podcast that you've been listening for 4 years. In that 4 years of this entire podcast, you have heard Dan slice, dice, concubine, fatality, take that bitch out, Christy Montero, that whore. So for her to be saying this loudly and even tweet about it, ooh, apocalypse is on the way, honey. That second coming of COVID is on the way.
Okay, so let me... What I asked Dua Lipa to do, if y'all remember, was I asked her to get her performance together. I asked her to get her performance together. I said, if you're going to be the biggest UK star, like export, you at least need to be here, like a Little Mix level on the performance. Then she did, what show was it that she did it was the Brit Awards?
The EMAs.
The EMAs, okay?
Yeah.
And then she did that one performance and I watched it and I was like, do you know what, Dua? I'm going to give it to you. You've been going to class, you've been putting in the work, okay? And it's not like, I'm not going to be the type of bitch who I'm going to say you were shit 3 years ago, and then when you are putting in the work to not be shit, I'm going to still hold you to that. Like, I can see the growth and I appreciate it. Now, I had an issue with Houdini because...
We did.
Houdini was a cute song that I think got overblown by gays online, to be honest. I think everybody was coming out a bit too much on that one.
Yeah.
I still remember somebody on Twitter being like, the last 20 seconds of Houdini is going to go down in pop history as one of the greatest outros of all time. And I was like, this is a guitar riff.
That song was giving me Zara shopping at midday.
Yeah.
That song was giving me.
She was still in her like H&M bag on that one, which I found.
Very dark.
Training season, I'm like, okay, it was nice. I actually quite like it when it comes on in a club. Or like at a house party. I quite like it in those environments. But Illusion?
Oof.
I don't know what it is about that song. But I've always said, like, Dua Lipa has the Dua Lipa song.
Yeah.
They sound the same. She got a good formula. And I'm like, if the formula works, obviously, like, run it up. Illusion is one of the best examples of the Dua Lipa formula. And I was very happy that she released it on this album. Have I listened to the whole album? No. Do I think I'm gonna? Probably not.
Probably not, but it's fine.
I did like that song, and I do like that she's, like, performing. And I just, like, keep it up, Dua. I'm happy for you.
Ah, well, this is nice. But what's even nicer, the fact that we had a discourse the other day about the album. The rollout was horrible. But the fact that she still got number one album in the UK and a number two in the US, girl, I don't know who you're sucking, but well done, because that rollout was awful.
The rollout was awful.
The rollout was awful. Like, but it's fine. Anyway, but let's talk about whose rollout isn't awful. Are we talking about the Met Gala now? Oh, with the miss.
It was
cute. Zendaya was cute. Nice.
Love it. Let's talk about something that was a mess. Okay. Oof. Let's get in this fucking dog. Oh my God. So Eurovision.
I have a lot, Dan. Not gonna lie, I did not watch one performance this year, not once.
Neither did I. I did not watch one performance. Let me tell you why straight away. Boycott Eurovision was my way to go. It's free Palestine over here. Has been since the start. Will be until Palestine is free from the river to the sea.
We've been very honest about that.
Very honest. Don't come for me. Don't fight me. Oh, actually, you can. I'll fight you over this one if you want.
Yeah.
That was it for me. So I was like, ain't no way I am watching Eurovision when Eurovision is going to ban Russia from competing, but allow Israel to come. And not only allow Israel to come, but for some reason show them a level of favoritism that I was not expecting. So let's just talk about a few things from Eurovision. Number one, let's start at home. Charity begins at home. Holly Alexander. Miss Holly Alexander. So Queers for Palestine in the UK got in touch with Ollie and pleaded for them to take a stand by refusing to perform at Eurovision unless Israel were banned. That's it. That's all we're asking. Don't do this performance because they are allowing Israel to perform as if nothing is going on as if past in your lives don't matter, mm-hmm. as if the oppression and the apartheid state over there is something that we are co-signing on this, do not perform at this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Ollie Alexander decides that rather than pull out, they are going to go to the show and they're going to say, like, it is an act of solidarity for me to perform and to take a stand at the show. I would like to pose a question. What solidarity? What stand was taken? What act of standing up for innocent Palestinian civilians was taken by Ollie Alexander on this day? Can anyone name one?
Not one. Not one.
You didn't even sneak a little Palestinian pin on your outfit. You did nothing. You did fuck all. You did absolutely nothing. And you were rewarded with nothing. You dizzy bitch.
Karma works in serious ways, you know.
I'm going to call you a dizzy bitch because the song was called Dizzy. It was shit. You dumpy fucker. You decided rather than do what was right and listen to the people who are working in that area and working to support LGBT Palestinians to get them to safety, rather than do one simple thing that they asked, you were like, I'm going to put my career ahead of that. I'm going to put the opportunity that I've been given ahead of that to sing a song, to represent a Eurovision, to make a lot of money. And you got 0 points?
Jail. Embarrassed. Are you not embarrassed?
Neither the judges nor this voting community decided that your ass was worth anything. And I hope you cried. I hope you cried that entire fucking night. You daft, dizzy bitch. I hope your career has gone down in flames now, girl. You ain't ever working. You ain't coming to Hoopla again. You ain't working. You better not show your fucking ass in Two Brewers. And Two Brewers was a fucking show in Eurovision, okay? You better not. I better not see you in the street, Ollie Alexander. I'm going to come up and say this directly to your face. You daft hoe.
Would you believe it took this bitch years and years and they're still stupid? Years and years of growing up and you're still dumb.
And I'm going to say, I regret that time I made out with you. Regret it. I take it back, okay? You don't get my lips on your lips anymore. You don't get that memory, Ollie Alexander.
Dan is spilling on the podcast.
It's fuck y'all.
World exclusive.
Because, okay, fine. If you want to go to the show, you go to the show. But be like that. Be like the Irish one.
I love her. I was here for her.
Be like the Irish one, okay? At least cause some fucking havoc for the Israeli delegation, which I'm going to get into.
Oof.
At least do something.
Do you know what? Well, I know we're going to touch on this in a minute, but you know what shocked me about this whole thing? This country, the fact that they sat there on their assholes and they were like, let's give points to who? To who? To who?
Now, let me tell you this. I am the first to say that this country is full of raging racist maniacs. Okay?
Very bad.
If you haven't set foot on this island and you think it's idyllic and it's all countryside, it ain't, girl. This country is gone. But
the reason
why Israel got so many points from so many countries is because the people who support Israel had one country to vote for. Everybody else was playing the game. Everyone else was voting for their favorite. Everyone was singing. But everybody who was like, this is an Israel thing. This is a thing to only had Israel to vote for. And I know they were playing games. I know they had credit cards registered in different places. I know that's what was happening and they were putting in the time that way. So that's why they got so many points from all of the places. And I truly believe that there is enough people in this country that is like that, that would have given them 12. But I think if we weren't in a situation with that one thing, they wouldn't have got it. And look where they ended up on the board anyway. They weren't even close. So I'm like, we don't need to.
Yeah.
Let me get into this. Okay. There are people online who are like, everyone was bullying that 20-year-old girl from Israel. Okay, everyone was bullying her and making her feel responsible for what her country's doing. And I'm like, do you know what? You're not responsible for the decisions of your government, but if no one forced you, no one put a gun to your head or a bomb to your building and said, get on that stage, sing a song that is essentially propaganda for us to try and make everyone feel bad for us and represent the country of Israel this year while we are currently committing genocide. No one forced her to do that. That was a choice that she did. And it is not bullying to make her understand that that is a choice that she made and mm-hmm. she should feel shit for it. Mm-hmm. She don't get to come out in thingy and feel good and be like, oh, I'm just another participant in this and it doesn't matter what my country's doing.
No, because we saw what happened last year. They moved our entire fucking... At the end of it, she don't have to fucking go back to rubble.
No.
And a fucking city.
She gets to go back to her home. She gets to fly back. She gets to see her family. She gets to go to a nice hotel room. She gets to be treated like a star.
You know what I mean?
Whereas the country that she is representing has actively displaced I think it's 1.6 million people. Killed 30,000 of people. Most of them women and children.
Exactly. Look what happened last year. They moved the fucking Eurovision to Liverpool for a specific reason because it was a war happening with Ukraine and Russia. Why we didn't do the same? And you're telling me that we should feel sorry for her? No, because she chose. She said, "What I thought, I'm going to represent my country." Well, take the hit.
Yeah. Yeah, let me say it loud and proud, okay, on this one. It's fuck that bitch. I don't care that she's 20. She could have been fucking 16. I don't give a shit. It's fuck that bitch now. Fuck that bitch forever. Anybody who voted for her is fuck you too. Mm. And I don't want no messages from some of you dizzy bitches being like, oh, well, you know, I used to listen to this show and I like it, but you're da 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 da. I don't want you here. You can go. You can go over here.
We're happy to take the fallout from that because if you actually believe in the right thing to do, you will be here. But if you decide to go off this episode, it's fine.
Yeah, goodbye. Leave.
Have hello. Money.
I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. I don't want you in this house. Get out. Long it's been since I had chicken selects?
Oh.
Do you know how long it's been?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I didn't ever go to Starbucks anyway.
Same.
This is not a complicated scenario, okay?
Mm-hmm. Boycott works in different ways, honey.
Cut it out. Cut her out. Cut out Eurovision. I weren't watching it. I got side eyes for every LGBT venue that played Eurovision this year.
Ooh,
that gave them their views and their money. I got side eye for you too. Okay.
You know what?
At least the people who went to Eurovision booed so loudly that they had to drown them out.
Yeah. But what was nice is the gays on Twitter, people I follow, baby, I didn't see one Eurovision thing. Not one. And I was very proud of that.
I didn't watch stories.
I follow the right people on social media. I'm proud of that.
Shout out to my friends who I knew were at Eurovision and were booing so loudly. They were literally in Sweden. They were booing so loudly during Israel that they got removed.
Why is my key so dirty? Oh, sorry, I'm saying that out loudly.
Shout out to them. Nick, I got one more thing I want to talk to you about.
Yes?
I just think, talking about gays, I think we just have to be a bit honest right now.
I know where this is going.
And I just want to say that I don't understand why it's so difficult to make gay friends.
Oh, it's horrible. Like, it's hard.
Ooh. It's so hard. And like the white muscle queens that I'm trying to make friends with, every time I go up to them and I reach out, they look at me and they look at my beautiful body. They look at my like chiseled abs and my lovely porcelain skin and my beautiful face. And all they want to do is like suck my dick. Like, I really want to make more gay friends, but I just find it so difficult. It's so hard to like be friends with people who actually want to like be friends and don't just want to like fuck all the time.
It makes me shed a tear.
And it's like I've spent so long being exclusive and like not talking to people who I don't personally find attractive or would consider on my level. And I just have no friends who don't want to fuck me.
A fucking mess. I hate
I always do it.
Every year there's a tweet that I read and I'm just like, God, here we go again.
First one was so like,
if you don't see me at Pride, say hi. Lies. Lies. It's very given that energy. If you see me at Pride, say hi. Very that energy.
But you know me. You can actually say hi to me.
Of course.
I'm a fucking butterfly. I'll talk to you.
This tweet?
Oh, girls, change the fucking tune. It's not hard to make gay friends.
Dan, I'm making friends in my 30s. Shut up. You know what I mean?
Bitch, girls. I am incapable capable of not making friends. I get for some people, like, if you've got social anxiety and, like, situation, or, like, friend, that can be difficult. And I fully feel for you. But the people who say this, because they always follow up with, it's not like, oh, I find it difficult to make friends because I get anxious. It's like, I find it difficult to make friends because who don't want to be sexual. And I'm like, girl, you are either trying to read us all and be like, you're all too horny and you're all going to hell. And that's why none of us are happy. It might be true. We might all be going to hell, but are we going to be nice people there? But what you're really saying, and what you're saying to us, and what you don't seem to be realizing you're saying, is that you keep going after people that you want to fuck and then getting mad that they want to fuck.
Big mad.
That's
big mad.
Why do you keep doing this?
And also, nobody is telling you to fuck these people.
Like, no, nobody is. And also, just like, okay, here is Dan's guide to making friends with gay people.
Okay? Dan discusses. I told you, a book is coming. WHS bestseller.
Okay, number one, if you want to make friends with gay people, put yourself in an environment that has gay people in it.
Rule number one.
Okay, so meet some of them. Be in a place where they're going to be. Be in the club. Be at a party. Go to the gym. Go to gay meetups. There's loads of them. Go to, like, gay board games days or gay video game days or all this stuff. Just go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, be somebody that gay people want to be friends with.
That part.
And that means more than have a nice body and be sexual, which is what you complain about us. But I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Are you funny? Can you have a conversation? Do you have
I've read the tweets. I've seen the photos.
Interesting to say at all, anywhere. Be somebody that people want to be friends with. And then number three, be open to being friends with people that you don't find attractive. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that you got to think your friends are butters ugly. I don't think any of my friends are ugly. But I'm like, I'm not building my group out to be like, number one, people that just look like me, which is really what y'all trying to do. Mm-hmm. I know every time they say this, what I'm saying is, I'm like, oh, the white muscle gays didn't want you in their special club, did they?
And that's fine. Find a new zone.
Did they want you? Did they not want you in their special club? Did they not ask you to come do some G shots with them?
Oh, no. Get the steroid program run down?
Did they not want you to come to the Saturday morning workout in the park and then go to have tricks afterwards? But what they mean by tricks is they were gonna go have an orgy. I'm sorry, Pookie. I'm sorry they didn't invite you. Oh,
I'm sorry that himbo lifestyle isn't for you, honey.
Diversify the people. Diversify the people you're trying to talk to. There are interesting people across the gay spectrum. And they are all people. Talk to queer people. Talk to people outside of people that look like you. And then number four, just like stop acting like trying to be friends with somebody and then wanting to fuck you is like something. Like, sure, maybe, okay, there's a few of them that like get attracted to you and they think it might be a thing afterwards. But if you just lay it out like, oh, I'm just trying to be friendly. And if they're down for that, then let them be down for that. I'm tired of this. I don't want to see this ever again.
Mm-mm.
It is not difficult to be friends with gay people. You just have to be a decent person who is in gay spaces, who is open to being friends with people that want to be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
That is it.
The discourse is so boring now because we've seen this and we heard it so many times. It's like, girl, it's not that hard.
And it's like, always the same looking kind of dicks.
Every time.
Oh my God. And every then I know. Time. I know what all you're doing. All you're doing is fishing for people to come into your DMs. And then you're going through the people that DM you and being like, who are like, oh, I'm down for being friends. Let's meet up. And you're going to the ones that you think are on your level.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're messaging them. And then you realize, oh, actually, now you're both just egotistical. So you're not actually getting any kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Humble yourself. And allow you have a moment. Breathe.
Ugh.
And get this out of my face. I'm tired of it.
I'm bored. We're bored.
I'm actually tired of it.
And it's every year. Every year is and it's, you know what? I feel like every year it comes from the same type of person. Like, girl, I get it. You're probably, you might not be the taste of the week for the muscle gays. Well, then go
go join the dog walkers. Go join the girls who love to go hiking, which I still don't understand. The gays that go hiking, that is a lie and a myth. Oh, we go hiking. Where? Where are you going hiking?
Hey, me. Lies. For the right shoes.
Could never be me. We need to end with something very important right now. Very important.
Go on then.
Now, as you know, I, Nick Charles, and Dan James LDN, we both have grew up in the 80s and 90s, or late 80s, early 90s. We are kids of the 2000s as well. And as you might know, the gaming console is something that we appreciated. From the Street Fighters, to the X-Men in Marvel, to Soul Calibur, to Tekken. These games specifically, are very much part of our psyche. And we all know we love a bad female character, bitch. It's in our DNA. Look how the gays go wild for Lara Croft. It's in our DNA. It's a thing. It's a thing. Now, Megan Thee Stallion. She did something that I was very impressed, because let me tell you something. Megan does her homework. And when she knows she is in an era, she is going to give you the best of herself in every single form. And that is vocals matching videos, matching artwork. Everything is so pristine, ready, and commercialized in a way that when it's marketed and brought to our attention, we are eating good. Now, go back to a few months ago, because Megan went on her little lovely trip to Japan. She was having a lovely time. She was living in her best Sailor Moon outfit, living her best life. Now, she decided to drop a single called Boa. Boa. Now, the album artwork itself, I was sold, because it was very PlayStation 2 by Sony Entertainment coded. It was everything that if you were a gamer from back then, or if you was a person that used to go to a game shop or anything, you know that is a gag. Dan, you take it from here, because I am gooped.
Gooped. I don't know how to say, watch the video. Tens.
Gooped.
Flat out tens. We over time on the show. I wish we had more time to talk about it. Absolute tens. I'm excited for the tour. The tour's kicked off. I've been watching the videos. I'm ready to go. The one thing I will say is just like on Twitter, when people post about Megan, Barbs, just get out the mentions. You're not making it fun for anyone.
No.
Just go away. Let the girls live. Like, we ain't under your shit.
No.
Tens. Absolute tens on a video. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. The song has taken me a minute, but I'm there now. I get the song. Tens across the board. Thank you, Megan. Close out this goddamn show, Nicholas.
Bye, kiddies. Thank you again for joining us on one of the episodes of the month of May, which is a very important month for us. Happy winter to Dan, darling. You hope you had a lovely time. We'll be back next week for another episode of the Lombard Gates. Until then, bye, hunties, munties, days, dems, and you cunts. Yeah, that bit, why she black. I know you're listening to. Bye.
Bye.
Do you see why she won a BAFTA?
Well, yeah, for Late Night Lysit, didn't she?
This bitch.
Now we need to put that in the bio.
Oh, now she's going to be why she and a BAFTA. Jesus Christ. We're doomed.
Occasionally hosted by BAFTA award winning Why She Black. Also, are we going to be here next week? I feel like I'm not going to be recovered from this weekend.
I think I will be on standby with Auntie, just in case.
Okay.
Just in case. We might recruit the aunties for this episode, for next episode.
But I'll definitely be there for the week after that, because that's going to be our 4-year anniversary.
I know. How exciting. All right, girlies.
God damn. Bye.